This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, another wild day in Trump land. What a day, what a day. Before I get to the really juicy stuff, the salacious stuff, the controversial stuff, let me mention Republican Party favorability, the highest in 7 years. We are winning big. What did I say at the Trump rally? Lock them out. Lock them out. We're going to lock the Democrats out of Washington, D.C. There's no blue wave. I told you so. It's out, man. We're at the highest ratings anybody has seen in years in both the Bloomberg poll and the Gallup poll. At the same time, the consumer confidence hits an all-time high for the last 18 years. I shouldn't use the word all-time. The highest in the last 18 years. But the Republican Party's favorability is the highest in many years. And for the first time in many years, in the Gallup poll, we lead Democrats in favorability. See, we constantly win elections, even though we never lead Democrats. Whenever they look at favorability, it's like Democrats are at 44-45%. We're at like 37-38. We're like 10 points behind, and we still win elections, most of them, as a matter of fact. And finally, we're ahead 45-44 for the first time in a decade. And that last time it happened was the landslide of 2010. I'm telling you, we're headed for a huge victory in November, just as I've been predicting on this radio show, on USA Radio, on Newsmax TV, and at the Trump rally last Thursday. I said we were going to lock them out. It's going to be two big victories this November, and then in 2020, landslide for Trump. And then the Democrats are done, destroyed. They're over their history. And then as far as all-time high, the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index says sentiment among Republicans has reached an all-time record high in the history of the poll. It's a red wave, folks, or as I call it, a red storm. The last time it was even close to this high was in 2004, heading into George Bush's second term election, when he won. And we're right there again. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party, 9 points higher than last September. And this could be one of the reasons why. Another new poll is out. A plurality of Latinos are less likely to vote for candidates who want to abolish ICE. That is amazing. That's got to be the greatest news going. 33% of Latinos said they're more likely to vote against... Excuse me, I'm sorry. 36% of Latinos said they're less likely to vote for a candidate who favors abolishing ICE. 33% said they're more likely to vote. So by a 36-33 plurality margin, Latinos don't like someone who says they're going to abolish ICE. Other big news stories. Ted Cruz's wife chased out of a D.C. restaurant by anti-Kavanaugh protesters. Disgusting lowlives. Disgusting lowlife scumbags. No other way to put it. The left is filled with disgusting lowlife communist scum. And they're going to cause it. I'm telling you, someone's going to die. Someone is going to be killed. Someone is going to be murdered. Someone's going to run in front of a car to try and get away from the mob. Someone's going to pick up a knife or a fork in the middle of a restaurant, stick it through someone's eye. It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. And this is 100% violence on the part of Democrats. Now, if they surround me and I feel my life or my family's life's in danger and I pick up a knife and stab them right through the eye, that's called self-defense. It's called defending your ground and standing your ground. You have no right to be in a restaurant. You have no right to be harassing people. You have no right to be intimidating people. You have no right to get into my space. And if I feel that violence is about to happen, trust me, I'm not going to wait till I get stabbed, I get shot, my family gets beaten. Trust me, I will act in self-defense, and I will stand my ground. This is what you're leading to. This is what you're encouraging. This is what's going to happen. Bad people on the left. Evil, evil people. I used to say don't use evil in a political context. Well, it is now evil. There is a big difference between us and them. There is good and there is evil. And the left is evil. The left has got the devil on their side. How about this guy? You don't think this is the devil? You don't think this is evil? Guess who struck again? O'Keefe. I love this kid. Project Veritas. Okay? He struck again. He interviewed IRS employees. Talk about evil. The IRS employee said, I don't give a S-H-I-T if it's a crime to go after conservatives. Undercover video exposes IRS officials targeting conservative groups. The latest undercover video by Project Veritas exposes two IRS officials bragging about targeting conservative groups, saying, I don't give an S-H-I-T if it's a crime. The two officials in the report are Thomas Sheehy, an IRS tax examiner and member of the Austin Democratic Socialists of America in Texas, and Jerry Semasek, an IRS attorney in Washington, D.C. See, they're socialists, they're communists, they're Marxists, and they're in the United States government, and they don't know how to do their job without bias because they have a hatred for us. So this is what you filled your government ranks with, and in particular, is this what the IRS is filled with? I'm sure there are good IRS employees, and I'm sure there are IRS employees who are Republicans, and I'm sure there's IRS employees who have no opinion at all politically, and I'm sure there's IRS employees who are liberals but know how to be a professional anyway. But folks, what's the percentage that's a Marxist, a hateful, racist Marxist who hates white, straight Republican men? And what shot do any of us have when the IRS has people like that working for it and no one has punished them till now? This guy Sheehy, a member of the Socialist Party of Texas, boasts about and appears to justify former disgraced IRS Commissioner John Costigan, who was mired in scandal for losing tens of thousands of emails regarding the Lois Lerner controversy. Sheehy says John Costigan, he got a lot of flack for giving increased scrutiny to those Tea Party groups. Conservatives got really mad. He was so cool. He deleted all the emails. They could not hold any evidence against them. And then he continues, yeah, I don't give an SHIT if that's a crime for doing that, because you should give increased scrutiny to those groups because they're just effing fronts for the Koch brothers or whatever. And this attorney for the IRS, Semasek, who worked for the IRS during the 2013 scandal, says the law requires an organization can't be political, it can't be partisan to be tax exempt. Those employees in Cincinnati started to separate them and put them in a pile. And it turns out they were like the Tea Party group of people. I think they did, like Lois Lerner, and some of her employees were more liberal-leaning or Democrats. So I don't know if they disallowed them, but they required them to produce more documents to try and prove they weren't really partisan. Sheehy also implies he abuses his work benefits, including paid time off and sick days, in order to engage in socialist activism for the Austin Democratic Socialists of America. Scum, folks. Absolute communist scum. On the other side, we got the great Donald Trump. He rejects globalism in a UN speech, slams Iran, and emphasizes America first. I heard it was a beautiful speech. Of course, I was working all day as usual, did not have time to watch. And then Trump blasts totally inebriated and all messed up second Kavanaugh accuser, and then does a Chuck Schumer impression. I like it. I like it. When asked about the allegations by the woman Deborah Ramirez, an official with the women's rights group, Trump dismissed her account as a con game, pointed out her admitted lapses in memory and inebriated state. Should the second accuser be allowed to testify? Trump says, I look at the second accuser. She has nothing. She doesn't even know. She thinks it might have been him. It might not. She admits she was drunk. She admits time lapses. This is a person. This is a series of statements that would take one of the most talented, one of the greatest intellects from a judicial standpoint in our country. Going to keep him off the United States Supreme Court? Turning to Kavanaugh's family, says Trump says these are legitimate people. They're not in the world of con, the world of obstruct, the world of resist. It's great. And then he pivoted to the Democrats behind the anti-Kavanaugh push, singling out Chuck Schumer for one of his famous impressions. And it's because these Democrats, and they know, when I see Schumer, who has never even seen this woman. I believe her 100%. And I see these other senators that I deal with on a daily basis. I know them better than they know themselves. It's just a game to them. But it's a very dangerous game for our country. Trump calling it a con game. Dianne Feinstein, Senator of California, the one who was spearheading this attack, can't guarantee that Kavanaugh accuser is going to show up. As the woman bristles over the role of a female attorney, they found a female attorney to question her. What does she want? She didn't want a man attorney. So now they got a female, not good enough. And then 4chan, 4chan, the online group, is claiming they burned Michael Avenatti. Ha, 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 ha. Screw you, Avenatti. You're watching too many porn flicks. They gave him a fake Kavanaugh witness, they say. 4chan is claiming credit for pranking Stormy Daniels' scum lawyer, Michael Avenatti, with a fake Kavanaugh witness using a burner phone. Avenatti got catfished. Wow. Here's an earlier version. Be warned, they give gross details in their claim. I'm not going to read that, obviously, on the air. It'd be too hard to say something wrong. But one reason so many on social media find this plausible is Avenatti did make his Twitter account private this morning. It's been private all day. How awesome would it be for Avenatti to get pranked by 4chan at something like this? Stephen Miller says on Twitter, I've never wanted something in my whole life to be true as much as I want Avenatti getting 4chan pranked to be true. Eric Erickson, to sum it up, rumors are flying Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, locked his Twitter account because his supposed Kavanaugh victim is a prankster and 4chan successfully trolled him. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, John Hawkins says this may be nuclear-grade news. Was the creepy porn lawyer pranked by 4chan and his account's on private? Please, God, let the 4chan story be true. Please, please, please. Lots of comments on Twitter. Avenatti denies 4chan prankster punked him with the hopes that Kavanaugh was involved in gang rape. The most ludicrous charge in the history of the world.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now! Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I love this email because it sums up everything I'm thinking. It's from one of our listeners, Robert. He says, Ford is not going to testify. I knew it. She is a liar big time, just like all these other women making charges. Grassley needs to step up and confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Have the vote Thursday. Then President Trump can get rid of Rosenstein. Then Mueller. Then after the midterms, fire Jeff Sessions. Drain the swamp. Yeehaw! I like it. I like it. I'm with you, baby. Yeehaw! This show is sponsored by a great company, U.S. Gold Bureau. They're the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I love that name, at least the first three words, Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This package includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99. Get free shipping, 100% free delivery insurance. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but is available today for only $99 just for my audience. Call right now at 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. I told you it would never end unless we fight back and fight back viciously. You don't get it, man. Antifa sends threatening message to Ted Cruz after disrupting his dinner. You are not safe. Republican Senator Ted Cruz and his wife were chased out of a restaurant by an anti-Brett Kavanaugh protesting group Monday night. A recording of the incident was tweeted by Smash Racism DC, a branch of Antifa based in DC, with the hashtag Cancel Kavanaugh. The Washington, D.C. chapter of Antifa sent a message to Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. After chasing him out of the restaurant, they told him, "You are not safe." He was dining with his wife, Heidi, on Monday night when a large crowd of protesters flooded the restaurant shouting, "We believe survivors," referring to allegations of sexual misconduct against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Can you imagine what a joke this is? Anyone can make up anything from 40 years ago with no witnesses, no evidence, completely make it up in a dream, and then they're going to attack you, intimidate you, and get in your face while you're eating dinner to say, "We believe the person who lied and made it up." Cruz and his wife promptly left the restaurant. Big mistake. Call the police. Do not leave the restaurant. Have the police arrest all of them and drag them out in handcuffs and leg irons. Only way to handle these people. A recording of the incident was soon tweeted by Smash Racism. And then they doubled down on the harassment of the senator. "No, you can't eat in peace. Your politics are an attack on all of us. Your sick votes are a death wish. Your votes are hate crimes." Tonight, Senator Cruz arrived at Fiola, an upscale restaurant steps in the White House, to enjoy a hearty Italian dinner. He could have dined on a lavish four-course meal for $145 while millions of Americans struggle to buy groceries. He might have sampled from the top-shelf wine list as migrant children languish in cages. Oh, but you forgot that Obama put them in cages, you lying scum. The comment was seemingly in response to President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. However, Cruz notably proposed legislation to keep illegal immigrant families together. Then they said he'd have laughed with his wife while women and members of LGBTQ community. Don't you love that name, LBDTQ? LBBBMVVVXYZ. What letters you talk about? What do they represent? How many people are joining your group? What else is there? People who look like they're not men, not women? People who sniff glue? Who else in your little letterdom? Love these groups, LGBTQ. Is that like a sandwich? Is that like a lettuce and tomato on rye? What does LBGTQ represent? I can't keep up with all your letters. Do you get paid by the letter? You must. You keep adding letters. It's your little organization. LGBTQ. And I've been pro-gay my whole life. I've been nice to gay people, and went out of my way to say I was for gay marriage. But this stuff is over-the-top ridiculous, and the hate they've got for straight white Republican males is disgusting. So I could be on your side and allow you to get married and actually fight for gay rights without allowing you to intimidate and persecute straight white Republican men and bring up these names, LGBTQXYZ, YQR. What the hell does it represent? I have no idea. You've lost the American public. No one even knows what the hell you represent or who you represent or why you represent them. Is that what it's all about now? Bringing up lots of new letters to join your group? He would have laughed with his wife or women and members of the LGBTQ community. Gasp in horror as Senator Cruz pushes forward Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Why would they gasp in horror? He's one of the finest gentlemen I've ever seen in my life. Wow. They further defend the disturbance, saying it does not capture in scale to the interruptions his actions as a senator have had on millions of American lives. And then they send him a threat. There's a message to Ted Cruz, Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump, and the rest of the racist, sexist, transphobic, homophobic, right-wing scum. You're not safe. We will find you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
War. Now!
USA Radio News. Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to ask questions of Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's hearing on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wouldn't name that person for her safety. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, also sits on the committee.
We've decided to retain a staff lawyer to do that, to be able to ask the questions in a coherent sort of way. So that's what our side is going to do. But any Republican senator can ask questions they want to in addition, and certainly our Democratic colleagues are free to do what we're doing or ask questions individually.
Tuesday, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman over a decade ago, becoming the first celebrity of the Me Too era to be sent to prison. Cosby was escorted out of the courtroom in handcuffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. No way of knowing Feinstein can't guarantee Kavanaugh accuser shows up. That is hilarious. She was never going to show up. She got no game. She's a fraud. She doesn't want to be exposed. She dreamt it all. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right. This segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. I got to tell you something, man. I have a voice problem. All of you know it. I mean, I'm just hoarse all the time. I've been hoarse my whole life, by the way. It's not from doing radio. My voice has always been a hoarse voice. And the more I talk, the more hoarse it gets. And the fact is that I've done 2.5 years of radio and TV 3 hours a day. And that's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year. It's a lot of talking. And what's kept me alive all this time is this product. My doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long, all show long. During every ad break, every guest could tell you I pop the silver ones and the honey ones and the apple ones. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes with a liquid gel and lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I absolutely urge you, I demand you, try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to My Doctor Suggests, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get 10% off automatically for your first order. 866-660-9868. It is my go-to product, and by the way, I'm not saying that because they advertised. They're a brand-new advertiser, but it's only because I've been using the product for 2 years, and I call them out of the blue. National product, I called them at their home base, asked to speak to the CEO. Took me about a month to finally get them, but I got them. And told him, you got to sponsor my show because I stay on the air because of your lozenges. So it's the real thing, man. I live and die with My Doctor Suggests. I like the silver, the cherry lozenges the best, but they are colloidal silver lozenges and they taste amazing. And now they gave me a year's supply worth. How do you like that? So it pays to make phone calls and be relentless. 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Our guest is here, Reverend William Owens, president of the Coalition of African American Pastors. That website is caapusa.org, caapusa.org. Reverend William Owens, how are you? Wayne Allen Root.
Fine, how are you, Wayne?
I'm fantastic, although, you know, this nonsense with Kavanaugh has me sick to my stomach. I'm such a gut instinct guy, and I'm just so rarely wrong. I know when I see a good person, I know when I see a bad person, I know when I see an evil person, and I know when I see like a Jimmy Stewart meets Andy Griffith Boy Scout. This guy's one of the nicest gentlemen, fathers, husbands, Christians I've ever seen in my life, and what they're doing to him is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I agree 1,000%. It's disgraceful.
So what do we do about it?
Well, I have a petition on our website. I want the senators to do their job and vote him in. I want them to stand up and do their job. I think they've been very weak catering to this lady and the press and this liberal agenda. I think they should have done it Monday. So I think they should vote him in. This is an honorable man, a good man, a family man, a decent man. And this scumbag comes out of the clear and want to scandalize him and his family. I think it's a disgrace.
That's funny. I use that same word. I'm not a man of God, but I'm a man from New York, and I've often used that word to describe these liberals, so I kind of appreciate you using it. It makes me feel a lot better. They are scum. They really are. They're terrible people, and they don't care who they destroy. You may not even know, Reverend Owen, that I opened up, Reverend Owens, that I opened up last week for Donald Trump here in Las Vegas.
I didn't know that. I was out of town.
All right. Well, I was hand-chosen by the president, and it was a great day for me, right? What a great honor. And yet, on that day, all across America, liberal websites slandered me and wrote vicious, disgusting articles where basically what they did was, I've been on the radio for 2.5 years, and you talk 3 hours a day for 2.5 years, and they listen to every minute of my 3-hour show, and they try and find one sentence they could take out of context. Just like Trump, I'm very often a bit of a wise ass, and I'm comedic, and I'm entertaining, and I'm a showman, and I say something kind of offhand, and they grab it, and they take the one line out of a 3-hour show, or even out of 100 hours in the month, they take the one line and they take it out of context and they make me look terrible. And they did that with like 20 lines from a 2.5-year career on the radio. And they said, this is the guy, this is the insane nutcase Wayne Root that's opening up for Donald Trump. They deserve each other. And they wrote this in newspapers and magazines around the country. And my 14-year-old son saw it and said, Dad, why are they calling you insane? Why are they calling you a nutcase? It's absolutely disgusting and heartbreaking. And they all should be sued for slander. But my guess is, I'm so famous now that you could pretty much say whatever you want about a person who's you know, in the public eye. So I don't even know what I can do about it. But it's just amazing how low these low lives will stoop.
And that's what they are. I don't know if you know it. I met with the president about a month ago.
I did know
that.
And
what they said about me, you wouldn't believe.
I understand that.
We had a great meeting with the president, and boy, it was disgraceful, the things they said about me. Called me all kind of coons, everything you can think of. But wow. So let it be. They don't have anything else to do, and we're in good company, though. We're in very good company.
Well, if they said bad things about a wonderful reverend like William Owens and a wonderful man like Brett Kavanaugh, and I think a wonderful man like Donald Trump, then I think you and I are in good company, and we can rest easy knowing that we must be doing a great job. Because what is it? What do they always say? The bombs are closest, the flak is closest when you're right over the target. That's what happens to us. When you're having an effect and you're winning and you're causing them damage, you become a target and they come after you and they label you and they slander you and they find something they can use that has nothing to do with defining your life, but they define you with that. It's disgusting. It really is. And it makes me sick, but it is what it is.
What do you think is going to happen Thursday? Do you think this lady is going to show up? I don't believe she is.
No, she's not showing up. I have no doubt she's not showing up. And if she did show up, it's just because she was coached by Meryl Streep, you know? I mean, that's the only reason she'd show up, is they found the best acting coaches in the world to coach her for 2 weeks before they finally felt comfortable to bring her out. And then she'll just lie. But here's why I think she's not going to show up. Because you can lie all you want until you're under oath. Then if you lie, you go to prison. So she's lying without being under oath. She knows if she shows up, she faces prison for lying and massive lawsuits from Brett Kavanaugh's family and who knows what else. So you could stay all you want off that witness stand and lie. Nobody ever does anything to you. But the moment you get up there, the game changes. I don't believe she'll ever show up.
I don't think she will show up because what she has told everything she can tell. What else can she tell? She's told everything she can tell. She has no witnesses. She can't tell anything else.
She has no witness, no evidence. She doesn't know what address it was at. She doesn't know where the house was. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how she got home. The whole thing is so ludicrous. It's breathtaking. And by the way, I've never even argued that maybe something happened, but there's a couple of explanations if they did. I believe nothing happened. But I'm saying if they did, it could be plausible something happened in her life, but it may not have been Brett Kavanaugh. She may have lost track at this point. There's an online story from her high school yearbook that in the yearbook they said she claimed and bragged to have 53 lovers in high school. 53! So she doesn't even remember her name from 36 years ago, let alone each of those 53 men and what they did to her. Who knows how drunk she was on that day? Like the girl in Yale who now comes out and she admits she was drunk and admits she has blackouts, but she now recreated it and she believes it's Brett Kavanaugh. Reverend, these are evil women, I gotta tell you. They're just making stuff up. This is terrible stuff. Terrible.
And worse than that, these so-called leaders are evil. They're supposed to be leaders, and they lead from the gutter. It is a disgrace, and I can say that. I'm a minister. They lead from the gutter. What they've done to this man and his family is a disgrace. An honorable man, a great family, and they are slandering him for no reason.
Well, and the there is proof of how bad this is. Let me tell you the proof. It's Dianne Feinstein. She knew that he was being accused of attempted rape in July, interviewed him one-on-one and never said a word about it. She had a chance to ask him about it and tell her fellow Democrats about it, and they asked him 1,000 questions in written form, and none of them ever brought this up. She saved it for days before his confirmation. Now, if I heard something terrible about someone and I was interviewing them for the Supreme Court, of course I would ask them about it. They didn't. What does that tell you? It was a trick from day one. It was always a way to stall the hearings to keep him from ever getting nominated. So they've got to do this quickly on Thursday and then move right into a vote and make him the next Supreme Court nominee. That's the only way to do it.
The only way. And you know, when Alito was up for confirmation, I had a news conference on C-SPAN. I won't call his name, but a leading black minister was going to come out against him. So they had me to come out for him. So we had a full news conference. I told my wife to research it. A full news conference standing up for him because I researched him. The case that they were putting before us was in Tennessee. I researched, and the man was very honorable. And I held a news conference on C-SPAN in Washington, D.C., supporting Alito. Now here we are again with this great man, and I will support him with all I have.
And, you know, it's so amazing. Liberals are just such gutter scum. Today, a CNN guest compared Bill Cosby, now convicted of sexual assault, to Brett Kavanaugh. That is the most disgusting comparison I've ever heard in my life. One man was convicted officially today, no matter what you think of him, convicted of doing terrible things to women. The other man has been accused by people who are of major, major questionable status 36 years ago. No witnesses, no nothing, could prove nothing, and the only people they named all agreed that Kavanaugh did nothing, and they remember nothing. So there's nothing there, and you're comparing him to a convicted sexual assaulter. It's just disgusting.
How many and although there was that? Only one woman in his case, there were many who testified. There were many people who came out
Correct.
Against Bill Cosby, and this
Correct.
Is one person. Do something about it, Wayne. We must stand up for this honorable man.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano DeGeneva specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how I feel about Liberty HealthShare. I used to have Aetna. I was paying $2,000 a month. They were covering nothing. I should actually go back further. I was paying $500 a month. They were covering everything when Obama became president. The great Obama. The great Houdini. The man who knew how to, you know, wave his smock like Houdini. You just wave it. And suddenly $500 a month becomes $2,000 a month and it covers nothing. Used to cover everything, now it covers nothing for $2,000 a month. Great job there, Obama! So I got rid of Aetna and I hired Liberty HealthShare. I made them my actual insurer, even though that's not really the right word, because they're not insurance, they're a Christian health sharing organization. But it's a version of health care insurance. And it's a version that equals freedom. Okay, I put my kids' lives and health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Because our rights come from God, not government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in this country, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root joined. Wayne Root's kids joined. I want to do it too. I want my kids to do it too. 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. So CNN guest by the name of, look at this name, Yodit Tewold, a criminal defense attorney. What a strange name and a strange person. Compared convicted sexual assaulter Bill Cosby to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Here's what it said. I don't know what it is. I don't know what a Tewold is. Yodit Tewold, is it a man or a woman? I have no idea. So whatever it is, said, I'm scrolling through Twitter. I'm looking at people saying and applauding the judge in this sentence. And then in the same breath, wanting to defend Brett Kavanaugh, and it's disturbing to me. This is monumental. It's a monumental defining moment when you have someone like Cosby going to prison, and in the same breath, someone like Kavanaugh going to the highest court in the land. Anyone that's defending Kavanaugh could not in the same breath now applaud this. It just doesn't make any sense. And the CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin did not challenge T. Wald's assertion that the situations are comparable between Cosby and Kavanaugh. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And by the way, if everything was true about Kavanaugh, which I guarantee you it's not, the guy was a virgin in high school and college, according to him, and I believe every word he says. You look at him, and he just looks like just an incredible, nice guy, gentleman, Christian, who just never did things like this. But assuming he did, Bill Cosby raped women after drugging them, knocking them out, and raped them unconscious, and was convicted of that. On the other hand, Brett Kavanaugh, if this happened to maybe, might be true, which it isn't, and if it did happen, it was exaggerated, and the girls were drunk, and he was drunk, and they were all just frat kids having a party. If it happened, it's not a rapist, a drugger. I mean, if it ever happened, you're exaggerating it beyond belief. Last I checked, if you're a stupid, drunk frat boy, which anyone on the left or right-wing watch that wants to try and nail me on this one, Wayne Root's never joined a frat and never been drunk in my life, because Wayne Root has never had a drink of alcohol in my life, ever. Okay? So that's swear before God, hope to die. I've never been drunk in my entire life. I've never drank alcohol in my life. I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I never joined a frat and never act like a drunk idiot and never pressured a woman in my life. But if a guy does that, I just was turned off by guys like that. I thought they were idiots, right? But that doesn't mean that 40 years later they can't turn their life around, believe in Jesus Christ, take Christ as their Savior, become a wonderful person, get through law school, and then become a great judge and then become a Supreme Court justice. If 40 years before they used to be drunk and play around at a frat house, who says that's the standard that you can't be a Supreme Court judge anymore? I have no idea whoever woke up and said that. I have no idea. Now, if you rape somebody, then you can't be a Supreme Court judge or a major politician. But if you once were at a frat party, you were drunk, the girl was drunk, and you groped her, you felt her up, I've never done such a thing because I've never been drunk, and I've never liked drunk women. To be honest with you, I want women to like me while they're sober, not because I'm drunk and they're drunk. So it's not my thing, so I'm not defending a guy because I was ever like that, because I was always turned off and thought guys like that were idiots. That's the reason I've never drank, because I don't like drunk idiots. I think they look like fools. But having said that, those fools could one day be U.S. Senator, Governor, President of the United States, or Supreme Court Justice. Last I checked, there is no rule that a drunk frat boy who acts like an idiot through 4 years of high school or 4 years of college cannot sober up, get his life together, take Christ as Savior, get married, have kids, become a wonderful father, and then become a Supreme Court nominee. I don't know whoever decided this judgment. I don't know. But all I can tell you is nothing they're even accusing him of rises to the level of a crime. And it's like saying to a liberal, wow, there's a kid over there who is black. He made a mistake at the age of 16. Now, we're not talking about murder here, but a mistake. Did drugs, sold drugs. His entire rest of his life should be ruined. I'm pretty liberal on this topic. Making a mistake at 16, the rest of your life should be ruined. You could either take drugs or even sell drugs at the age of 17, right? Get caught, spend a year in some juvenile camp, and then get your life together, get your act together, go to get your GED degree, then go to college, then go to law school, then become a prominent Democrat senator, right? And you could run for president. What would I actually say? Because one time at the age of 17 you did something wrong, the rest of your life is ruined. So even if it was true, this is all ludicrous. But my point is, it's not true. It's very clear he was a choir boy. It's very clear he's Jimmy Stewart meets Andy Griffith at Mayberry RFD. And it's very clear he's a good guy. And it's very clear the women are completely making things up because they have Trump derangement syndrome. War now.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.